Hello. Today I am going to talk about secondary data analysis and two of the major secondary data sources. Secondary data analysis is a method of using pre-existing data in a different way or to answer a different research question than intended by those who collected the data. The data can be obtained from data archives of the United States government agencies, research organizations, international agencies, published histories, and documents in the archives. Multiple sources of downloadable data now exist on the internet. The first data source I will talk about is US Census. The Census is the most important single source of social data in the United States. It is conducted every 10 years since 1790. Since 1940, it also includes a census of housing. Census aims to survey an adult in every US household. Complete count census also includes ethnicity and income data. Participation in census is required by law. Census information is confidential for 72 years after collection. Census data is reported at the aggregations of metropolitan areas, counties, census tracts, and blocks. Census tracts are small and relatively permanent areas within counties. The long form of the census is sent to a sample of US population. Monthly current population survey of the census provides labor force information. For more information on the census, you can visit their website at www.census.gov. The second data source is Integrated Public Use Microdata Series, which is also known by its acronym IPOMS. It includes individual level samples from 1850 to 2000 census. There are standardized codes for all years. However, it is not the same individuals in each sample. IPOMS data includes demographic variables, educational, occupational, and work indicators, income, disability, veterans and immigration status, and various household characteristics such as family composition and dwelling characteristics. International samples are taken from individuals overseas. For more information, please visit IPOMS website at www.ipoms.umn.edu. Thank you.